Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. All right, let's go ahead and show you how I am. Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning? I'm so glad to be back with you. So welcome to Morning Teen Allegations. This is episode 7. And the title of today's episode is What's Really Happening. Okay. So first of all, I just want to give a shout out to my equalizers that are in Patreon. Thank you for continuing to support this work, this movement that's happening. Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Terry. And for those of you that are checking in, please say good morning. Don't be rude. Okay. It's been a minute since I've been here and I have a lot to say. Okay. Thank you, Brooke. And let me give a shout out to Brooke for a moment. So Brooke is over the Adopt Hillsboro Teachers page where teachers have been able to post their Amazon wish list and the group has grown significantly and teachers are getting what they need based on the work that Brooke is doing. So I just want to say congratulations again to you, Brooke. Thank you for all the work that you do for our educators. Good morning, Stacy. So let's listen. Listen, 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 listen. Okay. We have a lot to discuss today. Okay. I need y'all to buckle up. I need y'all to tag some folks. I need y'all to share this information because we're going to be talking about a whole gamut of things. Right. And for me, it's like, I've just been kind of on the outside. I haven't been on social media as much, but when I tell you these receipts have continued to come to me, and I'm just like, oh, here we go again. At this point, there are certain people that I just don't recognize anymore. They have a whole new nickname for me now. There are people who are continuing to say that they are caring about education and their actions prove otherwise. And y'all mean to tell me that y'all stealing yard signs and putting them on cemeteries? Okay. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and get started with our church announcements, our disclaimers. So let's go ahead and roll the clip. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with the copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Teen Allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. 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 I hope that you pay attention to these announcements. I have made an executive decision that I wasn't going to go back and forth with people on social media. I wasn't going to correct the record if they misaligned my character. There are several people that are still hurt about the 2020 election. They are still hurt and they are still misrepresenting what actually occurred in situations in 2020. And that is beyond me. I have moved past it. Okay. For someone who had literally had open heart surgery and literally had their life flash before their eyes, okay, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not going back and forth with you. I'm not going to convince you. I can't do it. I won't do it. And so I will say that if you do get froggy and hop on my page, I will clap back. But to respond to people when they're writing stuff on their pages, nah, I'm not doing that. So be blessed with that and whatever intention you have with that. So I say all that to say that the stuff that we're talking about today is just out of control. And first on the docket today is we're going to talk about Ronald Dion DeSantis. His nickname is Ronnie. Now, Ronnie has been all over the news lately, and it's because of what he has and what he is doing to the state of Florida, so much so that the state of Florida has been national headlines for months now. Now, for the educators, okay, I want to roll this clip for you, and I want to know how you feel about it, because apparently Ron DeSantis believes that any first responder can just come on in a classroom and teach children, although they had to have teachers in order to be in the professions that they're currently in. Mm-hmm. So I just want to play this clip because I'm confused. Okay. I am confusion because why is Ronald doing this? Let's roll the clip.
So we are proposing first a governor's recruitment program focusing on our heroes. So in addition to recruiting retired military veterans, we also want to include first responders, law enforcement, EMTs, paramedics, firefighters who have their bachelor's degree to become teachers and bring their leadership and wisdom into the classroom. We believe that the folks that have served our communities have an awful lot to offer. And we've got people that have served, you know, 20 years in law enforcement. They retire, and some of them are looking for kind of the next chapter in their life. Same with the military. Got people that join when they're 18, and they're retired with 20 years before they're 40 years old. Well, they're not going to just sit around on their hands. They want to do something. So we want to provide a pathway. We want to incentivize them being able to help.
Ronnie. Okay. The first responders, the police officers, the EMTs, they work to do what they want to do. That doesn't necessarily mean that they want to be in a classroom with children. This whole recruitment situation, we've been talking about the dismantling of public education for some years now. In fact, we have been talking about the decline of children that want to get a degree in education to teach in our classrooms. In fact, we have been study after study after study and year after year after year, we have the same news reporters that talk about the number of vacancies that we have in our schools and how we're trying to make things work. And now we're at a critical crisis. Why? Well, because we're not paying educators what they're worth. Two, there is no type of pride and value to education anymore. And that is for a whole nother conversation for another day. I'm trying to keep this brief. But the last thing is, we have all of these bills that have politicized education so much so that we're not even looking at the data. So there's people celebrating the school grades in the state of Florida, which, by the way, most of the school grades in Florida went up. So it's statewide. Okay. However, we need to look at the FSA data, the data that they have these exams that are calculating the proficiency of state standards. Well, when you look at the third graders, over 70% of them are not proficient in reading. And it's very similar to math proficiency as well. So basically what you're telling me is around 25% of our children are proficient in reading in the state of Florida. That's what the data shows. Now you can call a school a C and a B, but if only half of those children in that school pass the FSA, that letter grade doesn't matter. So now you want to have the military come into the classroom. You want the police to come into the classroom. You want the EMTs and not. But what about the professionals in education? We just bypassed all of that. So, but I go back because in 2020, when we were talking about reopening schools, you had parents that told the teachers, well, if you don't like your job, quit. Y'all miss that? When all those parents told them educators that were fighting for safe working conditions and better pay that they should quit and stop complaining. Now they quit. And now you complaining because you have 30 plus children in your child's classroom. You're complaining because you're getting alerts of incidents that are happening on campus due to lack of supervision. You are upset because you're not getting proper communication from your educators, from the teachers. Well, your child might even have a certified teacher to begin with. So let's start there. Right? So Educators, I thank you. Support staff, I thank you. School counselors, I thank you. Psychologists, I thank you. The janitorial staff, the cafeteria staff, the secretaries, I thank you. Okay? Because clearly, we have a governor that has been politicizing education so much so that I have no idea where the Florida education system is going to end up. But what I will tell you is that this is not sustainable. And this is something that we've been talking about for years now. Now, next thing, Ronnie is going to talk about education. And now conversations are taking place about making sure that we get Ron DeSantis out of office. And so now that there's conversations about getting Ron DeSantis out of office, now we have a whole press conference about election integrity. So Ronnie goes and have a press conference to say that there were 20 individuals that were arrested for voter fraud. And I see selective outrage and participation on all of this yet again. Now, let me back up. In 2020, we had some residents that lived in the villages that were accused of deliberately voting twice in 2020. And their punishment was to take a civics class to avoid dealing with prosecution. Oh, wait. Just in February, I had discussed on this platform about how registrations were changed. There were letters that was calling for action. Crickets. Crickets. So let's go ahead and run the clip. Let's go back to February because we still need accountability for this right here.
Nicole, more people are coming forward saying it happened to them. The latest in this building, this is senior housing, a building full of super voters. And it's hard to ignore the similarities in all of their stories. They're telling us they feel targeted, and they may well be because all voter information is public. A visit to Elections HQ.
The entire list of all the voters in the county.
For $20, it's a big public record. Information on every registered voter.
Voter's name, date of birth, registration date.
Party affiliation.
Party affiliation.
That's how a third-party voter registration organization, hundreds of them in the state, can target voters. Like an 80-something-year-old Democrat named Maria, who lives here, and other seniors, registered Democrats, who live here.
Came to my door and they asked, if I was interested in voting.
Armando, Ernesto, Juan.
And then send me to the Republican Party.
All decades-long Democrats shocked to learn that after voter registration visitors were here in November, they describe them with red Republican Party of Florida hats and IDs that they received new voter ID cards with their parties switched. We verified that in the records. Here are Juan's going back to 2010 and 16 and 19, all Democrat, until last November, Republican.
That I challenge, that's illegal, that's against the law, and they say, no, you didn't write.
In the last year, records show almost 5,500 Miami-Dade Democrats show switch to Republican, just under 1,700 Republicans to Democrats.
My grandmother is a registered Democrat. The political affiliation now says Republican Party of Florida.
We are getting more reports, even tweets, about surprise changes. And while the party has not responded now, last December, the director said they follow laws and regulations with no changes without permission. And in fact, those third-party organizations, voter registration organizations, all registered with Florida State. They're all completely legal. The process is completely legal. And when there is a verified signature at the bottom of that change form, it's going to be really hard to know who it actually was that checked off the box.
Okay, so I got a research assignment for you. Okay, so in Broward County, the supervisors of elections, I want you to research who that is, and I also want you to research what their new role is under Governor Ron DeSantis. And then you go back to this video, and you let me know what the issue is with this. Okay, that's your homework assignment. Now let's move forward. So obviously, the state is in crisis. We have leadership that is questionable if they are fit or not. I mean, we have lawsuits that are continuing to spend taxpayers' money, whether it's unconstitutional or not. But most of these lawsuits that are happening have been due to the decisions that Ronnie decided to make. For example, Andrew Warren, which is now in a lawsuit situation because removing an elected official for vague and unclear allegations is something that just doesn't make sense for me. You have the Stop Woke Act, where the federal judge said that it was unconstitutional, and now Ronnie is going back and filing an appeal for that decision. And all of this costs you money, folks, by the way. This is costing you money. And while Ron DeSantis is boasting about the billions in surplus, we still can't pay teachers. So let's just look at the school level of what's happening. So I have been inundated with messages, videos, just you name it, of the chaos that is happening on some of our school campuses. And again, this is a nationwide issue, but I focus here, right here at home, because stuff is happening right in your own backyard, and I need y'all to be intentional with it. So first of all, I have always been on this platform to tell parents to check their child's cell phone. And I think that sometimes the message gets lost because you might not know what to check for. You might not have any idea what apps you should be looking for. Maybe you've looked through the phone and you didn't see anything, but there are some parents that believe that if they look through their child's phone, that there's some type of violation of privacy. And I'm here to tell you that checking your child's cell phone will save your child's life. Because what is happening on these apps and what is happening on these devices is a contributing factor to the chaos that is happening in our classrooms. Parents and caregivers, if you are going to give your child a smartphone, you need to make sure that you have boundaries and that you have rules for said device, because the lack of having rules is one of the contributing factors to why it is chaos. So the other day, there was a headline at Leonard High School for a situation that happened, and the rumor mill was so far and fast because children were sending messages in regards to it. Okay. Now there's something that I want to share, and I promise you, I'm not trying to get people in trouble, but we have to have some accountability. So let's go ahead and enter into evidence receipt A. Okay. So this is a screen grab of different posts that were posted on Facebook from screenshots that your children produced in order for this to be on here today. Okay. Now, the first screen grab to your left is a screen grab from a GroupMe that is registered to the Leonard football team. Now, Coach C is in the group talking to his football players during school time. That's one. Two, I want you to read the very bottom comment that's right before it says source in Facebook. This is what Coach C said to the students. Coach C says, guys, don't look now. He's getting chased butt naked. Hold on. He didn't say butt. Hold on. It's kind of cut off. So let me pull it up on my computer to make sure I'm quoting him correctly. All right, here you go. Guys, don't look now. He's getting chased naked behind 1700. Hello?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. So the next message is from an Instagram conversation that was screen grabbed and was posted on social media. Now, this is between two people. The person says, my homeboy was down bad. The person responds, WYM, which means what you mean. And this is just a side note to parents. I need to look at y'all. There are acronyms and abbreviations and emojis that have different meanings. And excuse me. And you need to be educated on what these acronyms mean so that you know what your children are talking about. Okay, so let's go back. So what you mean? And then the person responded and said, my HB, which is homeboy, was the one that shot the girl and the guy and the other person. Now, this is all unverified information at this point. This is the student just saying something. Obviously, this is an active investigation, and there have been different stories that have been told about the situation. So I'm reserving my personal comments because I don't know. I wasn't there, but this is what was posted online. Okay. So then that same screenshot that I was reading from the football team at Leonard is attached to this message. And the question is he a senior? The person responded, yes. The person responded, bro, WTF. Is he thinking over a effing 14-year-old? Okay. Again, unverifiable information, but this is what children have been talking about on social media. The last screenshot is a group message from someone's iPhone. And it says, all of this commotion for this little girl to be cheating. She got shot because she was cheating, like WTF. And then someone responded in a group chat and said, she's not even old enough to date. So, parents, I wasn't at the school. I got mixed answers as to what happened. I saw videos of the student getting arrested in the classroom. I saw conversations. I don't know. I wasn't there. But my point is, parents, you need to check your child's cell phone to see what they're talking about and what they're doing. Because I would have never gotten these screenshots but for your children posting them on the internet. That's all I'm saying. Then you had an incident where the kids at Shields was talking about a gun and it alarmed the campus and they had to go search the school. I'm glad that they didn't find a gun, but parents, why are your children bringing guns and tasers and all that stuff to school? Because we have seen the increased incidents that have happened on school sites. And parents, I'm looking at you. We don't have backpack checks anymore. We're not checking backpacks to see what they're bringing to and from school anymore. We're not doing that. We're not checking the car that they drive to make sure that there's no gun in it or whatever. What happened? So my mom says, B, as a teacher, still deep in the trenches. Unfortunately, the majority of the parents slash guardians are not looking at their child's phone after they purchase them. And this is what we need to change. Parents, when you buy a child a cell phone, you are ultimately responsible for what they do and what they don't do. At the end of the day. And the question is, why do they have access to guns, period? That's a great question. We're still trying to figure that out. But nonetheless, parents, it's your duty and your responsibility. And we're short staffed. Teachers are not getting paid what they're worth. And so I'm telling you, there are educators that are not putting their life on the line to protect your child that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I say all that to say that we have to be intentional, folks. There are issues that's happening across the district, across the nation, where children just have so much access to technology without the education and foundation about such technologies. Okay? And that's all I'm trying to say. So I just want to just keep the school staff uplifted in prayer, because this is a very triggering time with the rise of school shootings, that we're dealing with incidents that are happening where children have access to guns, bringing them to school, and all of those type of things. It is unacceptable. And parents, I'm looking to you, because this is your child, right? But we also have a issue with the lack of respect that is happening in our classrooms. And I don't know if you've been in the classroom recently. At least I know fellow my educators have shared with me that this new generation of children, some of them are rude. They don't know how to talk with empathy. They don't know how to respect boundaries. And a part of that, I believe, and there's scientific research that's done on this, is when you hand a child a tablet when they're young, and you have no boundaries for the stimulation that they continue to see, that it has implications. So let's go ahead and just take a trip to YouTube before I talk about these yard signs and these cemeteries, because for the life of me, I don't understand why politics is so nasty and divisive, but it is. Is where we are. But you know, your kids are on YouTube and they are asking each other what their body count is. Now, to provide clarity, if you don't know what body count is how many people you have had sexual relations with. Okay. So on YouTube, I'm about to share my screen now, and we're just going to watch just a small little clip of these students talk about their body count at school and then post it on social media for other people to see.
Body count. Like, damn.
What's your body count?
Like, folks.
What's your body count?
Yeah, about 20.
Stop the cap.
Hey, who went out of fight out of y'all two?
Me, I beat that nigga ass.
Right, I be beating the shit out of this nigga.
Yeah, fool.
He just talking.
Come on,
Little legs,
nigga.
Damn,
big jacket, nigga.
Damn, retarded,
nigga.
Damn, nigga.
Damn, ET looking at nigga. Damn, looking at nigga. Damn,
knucklehead, nigga.
Damn, a dirty mop head,
nigga. Y'all had like a broomstick on my mama. Y'all had like a broomstick.
You still talking?
Y'all had ugly hair. Y'all had like a con on my mama.
Retarded, starting looking at y'all, nigga.
Y'all had like a clip. Y'all had like a beach clip. Paintball.
Who we got here today?
Lizzy.
Who we got here?
Don.
What's your body count?
5.
What's up?
7.
So who went out of fight out of y'all two?
I'ma beat the hell out dude out.
Yeah.
He just talking.
Hell yeah.
I'ma fold his ass. This perfect fro ass nigga.
Bro said perfect fro.
Perfect fro.
Get on his ass.
Force is good, Josh.
Make him care. Go ahead, dude.
On them hoes. Oh, God,
on them hoes. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse face ass, nigga.
Fuck, no, that weak ass.
Face ass,
that
nigga.
Jacket, nigga. That hoe weak straight
ass, camo ass, fucking jacket.
On my mama,
on. Your head be them like hoes. That Nike chick. Face ass, nigga.
Wait, nigga, your ass straight need a chop. On my mama, ass, nigga. Look at your motherfucking line.
Look at your hairline. That bitch like a bone, nigga.
Look at your hair. That hoe like a bone.
Turn around. Turn around. Turn your head around. Head, turn your head around.
You turn around, nigga.
What you got? You got.
He's naked. Oh, God, nigga.
My mama Denise said that's exactly how they talk to each other in class. Yep. So, parents, I'm back to you, because this is what's happening at school. So, because becoming a influencer has became a new type of job, you have children that desire to be an influencer, so much so that they are documenting their school journey and recording on school property without the proper clearance to do that, and are posting it to social media, which is why other children are doing it as well. Okay. Now, a couple of months ago, I was sharing with you the Devious Lick Challenge that happened because on TikTok, you had children destroying school campus. Destroying school campus was recording it and posting it on the internet. So this is, again, yet another example of what is happening. Okay. Now, this type of language exists in video games. And for the parents who give your child headphones so that they can play video games, there are some young children that are cussing and carrying on in these video games that you give them. So I'm going to share this clip from an influencer. His name is Aiden Ross, and he plays the game Grand Theft Auto. And in Grand Theft Auto, they have a they call it role play RP, which allows you to interact with different people playing the game and creating your own scenario. And I'm just going to say it here that viewer discretion is advised. The language that you're going to hear in this clip is pretty problematic, but this is what is on social media. This is what your kids are watching and following and think that this is cool and funny.
Not gonna work, bro. That is not your name.
What are you talking about, boy?
That is not your name, bro. Don't know that is not your name. All right, I'll just try.
Are you talking shit to me right now?
No, bro.
That is you don't talk about my name. What's your name, you piece of shit?
Aiden.
Aiden what?
Ross.
Are you gonna talk about my name with that shitty ass name? But wait a second, I know a Ross.
Pre-dick suck.
What are you talking about, boy? What you looking at, you little kid? I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, little kid. Shut the fuck up, you little ass. You little mutt. I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Now, I want to pause right there because if you hear the voice, you can clearly tell that this is a young child that is playing this game with these adults with this type of language and activity.
Yo, what the fuck?
Hey, you need to get some off-white force.
Bro, shut the fuck up!
Not force.
Bro, can you stop yelling, my nigga?
No, bro, like, why are you on my dick?
Why are you screaming, my nigga?
Slap me, I dare you. I'll fucking... Ooh, I'll get you sued. Oh, I say it so
shut
bad.
Your bitch ass up. Shut your bitch ass up.
Hey, shut up again.
What's up,
man?
Relax.
Right. So, like I said, your children are watching this. He is streaming this on YouTube and Twitch. And so the places that your children watch people play video games and you're not actually listening to the words that these folks are saying, you need to come on, parents. Because as soon as these influencers don't have the fan base of these children, it's going to impact their pockets. You have young children, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, that's cussing out adults like it's nothing. And they hear this language from the music that they listen to, the video games that they play, their environment, and everything else. And it has to change. We have to do better. Our children deserve better. And that's not just a hashtag or slogan. They definitely deserve better. This is absolutely ridiculous. But you know what else is ridiculous? So there have been campaigns that have been posting about their yard signs going missing, which, you know, it's one of those old tactics where people want to steal yard signs, although yard signs don't vote. But nonetheless, well, come to find out that some of the yard signs that were stolen was placed on property for a cemetery. And so I'm going to roll the clip and then we'll have a discussion about it. But I just need y'all to see this for yourself.
Is anyone else outraged that there are snipe signs being put on cemetery property. This cemetery is the one that is located at Martin Luther King and 22nd Street. It's called Memorial Park Cemetery. It's a 100-year-old cemetery that was designated specifically for black folks to be buried here. And I am simply appalled that when I was driving by, I saw these snipe signs on sacred ground. I mean, I have to ask you folks, are you not outraged at the disgust and disgrace and lack of respect for those that are buried here? For those that helped build Tampa? And this is what it's come to, when all it will take is to put a fence around this cemetery to keep these things from happening.
So, this school board election, I thought it was bad in 2020, but 2022, you got folks swinging. You have Ronnie that has taken the liberty of endorsing school board candidates and a very unprecedented move. Then you have opponents that are running to take his seat as governor that are making endorsements for school board candidates. And all this conversation has been about school board. And we've talked about banning books. We have talked about CRT. We have talked about all of these things that some don't even apply in our public schools. And yet, we haven't talked about the serious issues that is why we are in this severe crisis. We're not talking about how desegregation has allowed our children to be bused from points of different points of the county where they're sitting on a school bus for 6 hours. I literally read a post the other day where a parent was sharing that their child has to ride the school bus 3 hours each way in Hillsborough County. You know, I don't understand why we have selective outrage and participation when it comes to our children. It was so convenient when it came down to this virus that has been going around. You can't force me to wear a mask because it's my body, my choice. And now we can't keep that same energy about abortion. I just find it funny how when we have conversations about the materials that are in our classrooms, but yet you are not paying attention to the materials that's on your child's cell phone, in tablet, and whatever else that they have access to. Your kids are vaping in the bathroom at school. It is a major problem. So much so that districts have had to lock bathrooms, and then parents, you upset because you want your child to freely go use the bathroom, but you're not talking about how the kids are vaping and getting high in between class changes. Hello? You know, we talk about making sure that we have funding for education, but we're not even really following the money. We're not. And it's very sad that we are in this severe crisis. And, you know, I pray that things change, but it's not going to change when there's people that are still silent and people are retaliated against for speaking out. For those educators that's in that Hillsborough Talk It Out group, where you have educators that are freely talking about what's happening, why are you taking a screenshot of what that person said that's happening on their campus and sending it to their principal? Why are you doing that? You part of the problem. You know, it's very sad to see the state of public education, but It's also sad to see the state of us as people, where we are just lacking empathy, where we are not kind to one another, where we just out here on this internet just doing whatever and think that there are no consequences. And our children see that. And our children are replicating that behavior, if you haven't noticed. And I just wonder when enough is enough, because I've been talking about Hillsborough and the shenanigans for several years now. And you have some of the key people that has been responsible for the corruption and the disruption and the issues that are with this district. They still have a job. I'm talking about human resources, Marie Whalen. I'm talking about operations, Chris Farkas. I mean, the list can go on and on for the people that I've already identified and highlighted. And I'm glad that some of the people who work for the district are being held accountable after they left the district. But why did it take them having to leave the district, messing up someone else's district, in order for them to be held accountable when they should have been held accountable during the time that they were in Hillsborough? Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you. I'm asking you to really be intentional and really start thinking about how we can move forward, because I have hope, right? I think that we can change this, but it's going to require all hands on deck. It's going to require a village. So that means parents, you need to have a conversation with your child, like, immediately, ASAP. You need to make sure that your children are doing what they're supposed to be doing out here in these streets. And you need to make sure that these devices that they have, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm going to give you some suggestions, okay? All right, so this is a lockbox, okay? You could set the timer to whatever you desire it to be. So in this case, it is set to 31 minutes. Now, you can set this for several hours, okay? But parents, at night, here's a suggestion, okay? A rule, a boundary could be for children to place their phones in the box at night. They charge up their phone. They go ahead and put the phone in the box, and they go ahead and lock this bad boy up. Lock these phones up at night, parents. Why? Because your children are charging their phone in their room, and when you're asleep, they get up and they use their phone all night and they come to school sleepy. Okay? Now, there's a comment in here about dress code, and I think we need to address that too. Parents, just like you buy these phones, you buy these clothes too. So I have questions as to why you have your children coming to school the way that they're looking. You have these short shorts on where where some of the booty cheek coming out. You got these tight behind leggings on. You got the crop top shirts. You got the boys that, you know, wear all. Like, I seen a student that had a Playboy shirt on. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in school, that type of shirt wasn't allowed. We weren't allowed to wear those type of shirts with those type of messagings on it. It was against the code of conduct. But parents, y'all are buying the shirt. And I literally played a video about children talking about their body count. And you wonder, but you allowed to wear a Playboy shirt at school. Parents, you buy the clothes, you buy these devices, and there has to be better oversight. Period, full stop. And please don't look to these educators. They're short staffed and they're underpaid. So it's... Mama said they are wearing see-through leggings with no panties. See-through. The question here on the floor is, this is a great question. I'm curious why different schools in the same district have different policies. My kid cannot use their phone anywhere unless their teacher puts up a safe cell phone sign. It will be taken away first offense. Kids not out of uniform, period. Kids not be out of uniform, period. So, to your point, like I seen a policy that was happening at Hillsborough High School, which is a very strict policy on the cell phone, which is different than the policy that they have at Sumner. And it, so, yeah, there are a lot of discrepancies. And this is why, again, I say that district and districts have to really look intentionally about the cell phone policy. I posted something before school started with a school district in a completely different state that basically had banned cell phones altogether. And parents were outraged because they felt like they needed to communicate with their child in case of a school shooting. And I get it. Okay. I'm not going to go back and forth with this cell phone conversation other than the point that if you're going to give your child a device, you need to know what's in it. But why are you texting your child in the middle of the school day is beyond me. It's not an emergency. It can wait. Ishalina says, my children put their phones on my dresser at certain times every night. If the parent has to lock up anything in the house that they pay bills at, there's a serious problem. Now, I agree. But also, too, I know how there's some children that they feel as though their device won't be safe. So this is a compromise to get a little lockbox. Everybody phone in the lockbox. Everybody phone will be safe. Everybody phones will be charged because it will be off. And this don't open until the timer stops. You can buy this right on Amazon. I'll make sure that I send you the link so that if you are interested, you can buy one too. And lock it up. The question on the floor is, are male teachers that won't dress code female students because they don't want to seem as looking at the students in the sexual manner? Real deal. Yes, I know a male educator, in fact, that has stated that they didn't feel appropriate to dress code students because they did not want any allegations to come at them about them sexualizing a child. And male educators have it worse, particularly Black male educators. The phones are creating the majority of the issues on school campuses. Yeah, I know. I talked about it. And the reason why it's happening is because you have real-time access to children. So let me give you an example. And I've talked about this before, but this is a real-life example of what happened. So I used to teach at Jennings Middle School. I was the business technology educator, and I was teaching kids how to code. I was teaching kids how to design in Canva and the curriculum that was set before me. Well, there was a fight that happened in my hallway, which is notorious because we had a lack of supervision in the hallway. And we had a fight. Well, a child went on Instagram Live to record said fight. And because the fight was on Instagram Live, other people at the school saw that the fight was live. So instead of watching it on Instagram, they actually went to the hallway that lacked supervision so that they could watch it in real time. I'll give you another example. You have children that will intentionally meet others in the bathroom, whether that is to vape, whether that is to have sex, whether that's to meet up and talk, fight, whatever. So you have children that will say, hey, miss, I need to go use the bathroom. They will be released from class. They would text their people and say, hey, meet me at the bathroom, X, Y, and Z. And they would meet that child real time. This is what's happening. So parents, I understand that you're upset that some of these bathrooms are locked. Unfortunately, we have a lack of supervision that's happening at the school site. That is the reason why some of these bathrooms are locked, because your children are vaping, they're having sex, they're fighting and everything else, but using the bathroom and going back to class. That's the reality. So all I'm saying is we have to come up with a solution. So I'm here to give you solutions here. So solution number one, parents, please be intentional and check your child's devices, making sure that you know who they're interacting with and what times they're interacting with folks. There are timestamps, folks. Go get the receipts. The next thing is that we need to support our educators. And that means that, number one, you need to be intentional with your vote. So August 23rd is the primary in the state of Florida. If you're not registered to vote, it's too late for you to vote in the primary, but you can definitely get registered to vote so you can vote in the general. And you need to check your voter registration status, because depending on which county you're in, you may or may not be purged from the system. And that's something that you need to check and make sure that you have your proper voter registration status, and you need to vote. And not just vote, but be intentional down the ballot on who you're voting for. I'm telling you, because your vote is everything. Now, the last thing that I want to leave y'all with here is this mailer that had came to the house. Okay, let me get it. 1 second. Okay. So I go and I go check the mail, you know, me going up and down the steps, you know, is a challenge at times, but God is working through me. And so I go check the mail and I see this mailer that was sent to us from my wife's opponent, Wingay Newton. And so I want to read this mailer and I want to talk about it, because this is exactly when I say be intentional down the ballot. So it says, when President Obama needed her the most, Michelle Rayner ran the hills and became a Republican. When the going gets tough again, can we count on Michelle Rayner to have our backs? Michelle Rayner not only turned her back on President Obama, she turned her back on us. That's the front. Okay. Now the back of it says, when President Obama was under constant attack from the right, Wingay Newton never left his side. In fact, he has always been a faithful Democrat, but he is the only one in this race that can say that. And this was sent to our house. Okay. So when we talk about the state of education, you have Wingay Newton, who was voting to strip money away from our public education institutions and providing it to other choice opportunities without it being equitable. This is why you have to be intentional with who you vote for down this ballot and the messaging that they come with when they are doing these type of attacks. You have people that are stealing yard signs and putting them on sacred ground. You have people that are out here with their bullhorns, harassing and attacking people for just doing what they are called to do. You have people that are out here lying on their campaign reports and or using political aspirations to influence their day-to-day decisions. You know, when is enough enough? When can people be accountable, transparent, and operate with integrity? When can we look to that? Look forward to that? When can we focus on our kids and stop all the political sideshows that's been happening around here in this state? And you wonder why we're not moving forward and why we don't have any progress. If anything, we're going backwards. Now, there's a couple people that we should hold accountable for that. One, I'm going to say Mark Zuckerberg. Because with the creation of this platform that was designed to connect people together, it seems as though we're further apart. We can't agree on nothing. And everybody's right. And everybody got an opinion. And they feel that they have to let that opinion be broadcasted to everybody. We have children that don't feel safe, and that's why they're carrying guns. We ain't even talked about that. Why do they have guns? Well, some children don't feel safe with all the killing and stealing and all that that's happening in the community. I understand. But you have leaders that put on the suits, put on the pins, and have these titles and say that I'm this and this is who I am and you should respect me. But it's not doing the work that's necessary. Y'all in Tampa, my folks in Tampa, So Silver Oaks. So, and nobody figured out who to be held accountable for these failed inspections that apparently passed, although it's clearly not a habitable living situation for these people. But that's not the only apartment complex, because we got several in St. Pete that are not livable either. And you're going up on rent. So my soapbox ends with this. Number one, we got to be kinder and nicer to one another. Two, we need to truly focus on the children and not just say that, but make sure that your actions are in alignment with that. Three, we need to be intentional with what we do on these platforms, because the chaos that is happening at our school sites is due mostly to this. And I just don't understand why we are still here, when some of us know the solutions on how to move forward, but it is the will of doing that. But sometimes when the system is broken, the reason why it stays broken is because there's a profit that's associated with the brokenness. And that's why I continue to say that the failure in education is big business. And this is why you have to be intentional in making sure that you educate your kids. Because TikTok and these new apps that continue to come out are educating your children. And they are literally exhibiting some of the worst behavior types educators have ever seen this school year. But we need to talk about it. We need to be about it. And we need to make sure that we honor the three keys, and that's accountability, transparency, and integrity. So with that being said, I'm off my soapbox. I love y'all so much. I'm so excited to continue to be back in this. And thank you again for your love, your prayers, your support, everything. It means so much to me, just due to the fact that it is just a constant reminder of how God is good. But our children deserve better. And I'm looking to y'all on how we could fix it, how we can make it better. But that's what's really happening. And I need y'all to be intentional with what's really happening. So last church announcement, Safe Space Volume 1 is streaming. Thank y'all for your love and support. People continue to reach out to say that they love the album, and I'm very thankful for that. And also too, with Canva, I do have a special link that you can get a free access to Canva Pro for 14 days. Just use my link, partner.canva.com/Bianca. And we just need for people to stop running from accountability like this. Love you. Bye.
Let's get it. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. You better get your receipts on them. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. People lie, receive stone. Petty D gon' always keep her receipts.